Hey Siri, what's Anchor?
I've been having the worst week, and it's just been one thing after another. And do you know when it's just like consistent bad luck, and the tiniest thing will just kind of set you off, and you'll have a mild mental breakdown, and then once you get it all out, you're like, it wasn't too bad. You're just like, why am I being so dramatic? But yet you're still upset at the same time. I had a mental breakdown when I realized Starbucks didn't have the drink I wanted, because it was just the last straw. I was having such a bad day today, and then I was stuck in an hour and a half worth of traffic, and then Starbucks didn't have my drink, and then I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't. And once I cried a little bit. I was like, maybe I'm being a little too dramatic. But at the same time, I feel like it's okay. So if anyone else is having a bad day out there, just know that I appreciate you. And it's okay to cry every once in a while, even if it's over something as silly as a Starbucks drink. Because, like, I was really looking forward to that drink. I ended up with Kiwi. It's fine, I guess. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Allie, and today I want to talk about mental health. And I know that's a topic I tend to gravitate towards here on the podcast, but I feel like it's important to utilize this platform to bring awareness to mental health and to be honest and be real and know that there are other people out there that deal with things just like I do, and we are normalizing mental health and mental health struggles. So I'm sure even if you don't watch the Olympics, you've kept up with the whole Simone Biles situation, and I have some stuff I want to say. And I feel like I've started out the last few episodes having some stuff I wanted and needed to say, so buckle up. Grab the coffee, grab some snacks. I feel like it's gonna be a good episode. Go ahead and pop those headphones on, turn the volume up, and come with me off the page. Two disclaimers before we hop into today's episode. Number one, I am not a trained professional by any means. I am here to share my personal experiences, my personal opinions, and everything that I know from my understanding of situations. Disclaimer number two, I am not a gymnast, nor have I ever really been a gymnast, and I have mad respect for Simone Biles and everything she has done. So, now we can get into it. I'll be honest, I haven't really watched any of the Olympics. I did watch a little bit of the opening ceremony, and I did watch Olympic ping pong. If I knew that ping pong would eventually be an Olympic sport, I don't know how long it's been an Olympic sport. I think this is the first year. Again, I don't know much about the Olympics. So if you came here for Olympic knowledge, wrong place. You might want to check Google because I don't have any here. But if I knew that ping pong would eventually be like an Olympic sport, totally would have, took it more seriously in gym class, maybe started a ping pong club, maybe, would have focused on ping pong because how cool is that? Someone gets the chance to say they're an Olympic ping pong player. Just like skateboarding's new to the Olympics this year, and someone gets to say, hey, I'm an Olympic skateboarder. How freaking awesome is that? If I could go back and tell younger me to stick with one of those, I would. But we're barely 2 minutes in, and I'm already on my first tangent. Back to the insanely talented Simone Biles. I see this meme all the time, and I was watching, I think it was Bentelect on TikTok, the guy that does the facts thing. He was reacting to a tweet where someone was like, I just saw someone younger than me be more successful than me, and it's officially ruined my day. I feel like that's very accurate, but not necessarily accurate. Like, you know, I feel intimidated, I guess, by Simone Biles. This incredible woman has accomplished so much, and she is only 24 years old. For the record, we are people supporting people around here, no matter how intimidating they are. And the number of accomplishments that Simone has is so mind-blowing, but like the crazy kind of, I cannot believe how amazingly talented this person is and how accomplished she is and how far she has gone in such a short time. Like, I can't imagine where she's gonna be in the next couple of years. I am going to continue to reiterate how successful and accomplished and talented this woman is, because she deserves to be hyped up, and she will probably never hear this episode, but I am sending all of those positive, good, hyped up vibes her way. Like I said, I've heard bits and pieces of this situation, so I consulted a CBS article that discussed the situation, not necessarily in depth, but kind of in a synopsis form. According to comments made by Simone on, I think it was an Instagram Live, she was struggling with what's known as quote-unquote twisties. And this is where you kind of, when you're twisting, from my understanding, you pretty much detach, I guess, from your body in, like, if that's making sense. So, like, if you go up and you do a twist or whatever, you can't tell which way's up, which way's down, how you're landing. Are you landing on your head? Are you sticking the landing? Like, whatever the case may be, you have no idea where you are or what's happening. And I don't know about anybody else, but that sounds really terrifying. And it's also, it's not the same thing, but part of the reason I don't like spinny rides is because you don't know where you're going. Like, that's just, no one likes that feeling. Can we just take a second to respect the way this woman can manipulate, essentially, her body to do such incredible twists and turns and hold her own body weight on bars? I don't understand. I can't even do a push-up. This woman is incredible. I realize I've already said the word incredible 500 times, and I cannot think of a synonym for the word, so we're all just gonna have to deal with it together as a group, okay? All of us are just going to have to accept the word incredible, because it's true. It's facts. That's what it is. Anyway, I respect Simone for more than just her incredible talent. I respect Simone for having the courage to stand up and say that something wasn't right. Simone recognized how dangerous it would have been for her to continue competing, but she also did it for her team. She was a real team player in stepping up and saying, I'm not going to be helpful to you guys. I'm going to end up hurting myself, hurting the team. It's just not right for me. And I have to say, that is one of the most commendable things anyone, especially someone in the public eye, can do. Now, this is the part in the episode where I'm going to start to feel a sense of rage. And we're gonna roll with the punches. We're gonna take the emotions as they come. But I'm just warning all of you that it's most likely going to be rage, because I have been absolutely disgusted by people. I don't understand how people can justify being bullies, because people are just mean and rude and inconsiderate and filled with hate. People look at bullying in so many different ways, and there are so many different facets. but essentially it all comes to the same conclusion. When you're being mean to someone, you are bullying them, whether it's in person, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, whether it's digital. I mean, for years now, everyone's talked about, I literally just had the name of it in my head too. I was just about to say it. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. But people who think that they have the right to say whatever they want to someone are strongly mistaken. They're wrong. They have no idea that they're wrong, and they don't like to admit that they're wrong, but they are wrong. And let me clarify, it's not just people being mean. It's people who are disrespectful. It's people who are threatening. It's people who are, in a way, verbally abusive. There are so many things that go into bullying, and people can be really nasty. And you know what? Sometimes I'm ashamed to be a human. I wish sometimes I was a sloth, you know? Sloths are nice. They like to sleep. They seem like chill animals. While humans, on the other hand, are sending death threats to a talented woman who put her mental health first. Tell me that's not disgusting. And do you want to know what really grinds my gears? The fact that more than half of these people hiding behind anonymous Twitter accounts and Karen run Facebook accounts probably can't do a cartwheel at all. Not even a little tumble, like a little, you know, those little rolls you used to do as a kid, put your hands and then you flip or whatever. Can't even do that. And yet they have the audacity, the nerve to send death threats to someone who could cartwheel around them and do flips at the same time. I think my favorite thing by far has been the people saying she's let down her country. If she's let down her country after all of her accomplishments and everything she's done before, what are you doing for our country? I feel like that's a real question. How many medals do you have? You know, what have you been doing to show your patriotism? What makes you so patriotic? Why can you sit there on your couch, enjoying your snacks and drinking your liquids, and tell someone that they're letting their country down because they are taking care of their mental health after they've already competed before and already have multiple medals? I just want to know, where do you come off being so high and mighty? Like, is there something you've done for our country that we don't know about that you'd like to share with the class? Because I'm really curious. On top of all of that, I know if any one of those people who are bullying Simone or anyone else for that matter are struggling, they wouldn't have the guts to speak up. Simone also wasn't the first athlete in 2021 to take herself out of a competition because of her mental health. There was a tennis player named Naomi, and I'm not going to attempt to say her last name because I know for a fact I'm going to butcher it, who did the same thing in the French Open. She removed herself to tend to her mental health. She is another crazy, talented athlete, and at 23 is rated second in the world and has won 4 major titles. Naomi had announced that she would not be participating in any after-match news conferences, and she had skipped the news conference after her first match. A lot of people criticized her via social media, saying that she should have to answer reporters' questions, just like other players do, to kind of encourage people to watch the French Open and take an interest in tennis in general. But Naomi made it very clear that reporters' questions sometimes put doubt in her mind. The French Open had decided to fine Naomi $15,000 and threatened to suspend her from the tournament. So, to, you know, take care of her own mental health and well-being, Naomi withdrew from the competition. She was also honest about dealing with depression since her first big win at the US Open in 2018. I think sometimes we forget because our curiosity gets the best of us, all of these questions that we want answered don't necessarily keep people in the headspace they need to be in. And I think on one hand, it is important to be able to speak with athletes to get a sense of who they are, how they operate, I guess is one way to put it, how they go about big tournaments and competitions and stuff like that. And, you know, hear the stories that they have to tell. But on the flip side, I don't think we have the right to demand anything from any athlete. And honestly, I feel this way about any sort of public figure. I understand that they're opening themselves up more to criticism, but I don't think it's fair to ask them to offer more than we would offer ourselves. If you wouldn't be honest about something and would turn down any form of criticism or reject any type of questioning, why do you think it's okay to attack someone who has opened themselves up and have decided that they don't want to answer your questions? They want to take care of themselves. At least these women have been open and honest. And you know what? They're not the first ones, and they're most certainly not going to be the last ones, because they understand how important it is to create this conversation. And while it didn't necessarily generate positive conversations across the board, there were positive aspects that came from this. I don't know if I need to say this or not, but for the sake of being the raw and honest human being that I am, we're still technically in a pandemic and hitting what, the third wave of this pandemic? A lot of us are not mentally okay. A lot of us are mentally unwell. And I think having two very talented and inspirational women speak up about mental struggles at this point in time is big, and it's something that we all need to stop and talk about. I think the beauty in negative comments and people bullying is that it generates even more conversations, because people like myself who struggle with mental health and just want people to be nicer to each other in general are going to talk about it, and we're going to step up and come together to keep the conversation going and steer it in the direction it needs to go. Both of these athletes have taught us a couple of really important things. First being, take care of yourself in all facets, not just the physical ones. Make sure your mental health is okay. And number two, winning doesn't bring you happiness. No matter how good of an athlete or performer or person or whatever your skill is, it's not going to always make you happy. And it's okay to ask for help and take some time for yourself. Speak up, and if something is making you uncomfortable or knocking you out of a good headspace, don't do it. It's okay to say no. Despite all of the negative comments, I think Simone's willingness to be open and candid about the situation and kind of, in a way, putting down the haters, but also encouraging such a positive outreach, has really shown how far we as a society have come in terms of understanding mental health. Don't get me wrong, we still have ways to go. There's still a lot of stigma surrounding mental health, but I think we're on the right side of history for once. I think we're starting to get there. We're taking a nice leisurely stroll towards that side, but the possibilities are there. And since it's been like 3 minutes since I've said it, Simone Biles is incredible, and no one can tell me otherwise. Thank you for attending today's TED Talk. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it to be helpful and I hope overall it was just entertaining. I know that dealing with mental health struggles can feel really lonely, and I just want you to know you're not alone. So I'm here. You have a friend. I could continue saying the rest of the song, but can't afford that. If you guys haven't already, be sure to go ahead and click that subscribe button. I promise you're not going to want to miss me every single Thursday. You can find me wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Google, or Apple. If you're listening on Apple, please be sure to leave me a review down below. It really does help people find the show. I also really love reading the things you guys have to say. So if you haven't done that, you should definitely go and do that. If you'd like to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ally's Page. That's AlyspaiGee. You can also follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Off the Page. That's OFFTHEPAIGEE. And you can also find a ton of blog posts over at allyspage.com. Yes, that is page with two E's because someone stole my name. Make sure you stay till the very, very, very end of this episode because you never know what you're gonna find on the other side. Usually some awkwardly entertaining conversations with myself. But other than that, I will talk to all of you guys next week. Bye, guys. TikTok has ruined me. TikTok does these things where it inspires me to do something, like the Starbucks drink, because I was having a bad day. I wanted to adultify one of the Starbucks drinks and they didn't have it. And I was just like, well, this is sad. This is even more sad because I was so hyped up and I was like, that's going to make my day so much better. And I mean, I still did it with a different drink. And a different adultifier, but like, sad. Very sad. I just hit my headphones. See, I'm definitely not a gymnast because I can't even talk and, you know, move my hands at the same time without bashing my headphone with my... Who made me like this?
I've officially decided that I would like to be Jillian Pensavalli and Patrick Hines when I get older, because trying to record in a heat wave without any form of like real air conditioning or like a fan, I don't like it. I want to be able to afford a recording area that has air conditioning that's not obnoxiously loud. That is my PSA of the day.
Cyberbullying. Where was that word 10 minutes ago?